What comes next is going to shock everyone. And Jerome Powell is in a position he does not want to be in. The whole world is watching what the Federal Reserve is going to do next. Are they going to pivot higher in interest rates because spending is not being curbed? The housing market is not crashing hard enough to their liking, and unemployment is not rising fast enough to their liking. Most people in America have no comprehension that the Federal Reserve is trying to wreck the economy right now, but do it in a way that's slow enough to where they aren't put in the position of being in blame. I spoke with a money manager last week, an advisor, and he was talking about what blew him away was the levels of debt, the people that he advises on their investments, the levels of debt that they hold. And he says that their cares are, they're like carefree. Everything's going to be okay. Everything's fine. Yeah, sure, it's a little tight right now as interest rates are high, but don't worry. Everything's going to be back to normal again soon enough. And none of those people understand or remember that the only time interest rates go to zero is when things are really, really bad and people can't pay their bills. During the Great Financial Crisis, there weren't a lot of foreclosures. I hate to burst bubbles, and there's going to be, there was like, what, 350,000, 400,000, I believe, nationwide in a certain period of time during that financial crisis. And there's going to be more this time. There will be. But what people don't realize is the foreclosures weren't what dropped the price of homes. It was the amount of inventory hitting the market and the change in price. People just that were sitting on cash cows at one point figured out they weren't cash cows and had to drop their price. And you see that same bubble here today, but much bigger. But this story out of Vettify, oh, and I want to remind everyone, because today is the day where the stock market's adjusting. As a matter of fact, my buddy, Joe, actually, he's the partner, and today's the last day for the crypto trading course that it's the pre-filming discount, because we've wrapped up filming. The last few are at the editors getting done right now. But he sent me this, because he went out on X the other day, and he talked about this. And he said, he timestamped a tweet that he put out about the S&P, because everybody's been, the S&P's been falling, right? And he said, last week as the S&P was putting in its largest pullback since the fourth quarter of 2023, we called for a bounce and a breakout in the exact price range that the SPX hit, and it's now moving higher. And he put that out and he circled it. He's my crypto trading pro. And it's interesting because today is one of those days where gold's down 2%, 2.5%, Bitcoin's up 2.5%. Interesting day, huh, where it's inverse. You've got the S&P moving up, things like everything's going to be okay, everything's going to be all right. But it's on a day that Tesla is announcing, you know, its price is slipping a little bit, and it's one of those monster stocks that move markets, right? It's slipping because they are aggressively dropping prices right now, and they are, they're in a massive battle with all of the EVs, right? They're collapsing. The top of the car market has been put in a while ago and is dropping like a rock. Yet, people are spending money in insane fashion. This story out of ETF Trends says retail sales rise for the second straight month in March. It says the Census Bureau's advanced retail sales report for March revealed a 0.7% rise in headline sales from February, marking a second straight month of increased consumer spending. The latest increase was higher than in the anticipated 0.4% monthly growth. And it says for an inflation-adjusted perspective on retail sales, they talk about it in another story, but what happens is people aren't paying attention that prices are still rising, right? The Federal Reserve has not smacked down the economy hard enough and fast enough. So now we are in a position, and type one if you agree, where the Fed has to make a decision soon, and they're scared because of this presidential election. They have to raise rates again. But they know if they do, it would be a smack in the face to the current administration. I don't even like saying the guy's name out loud, to be honest with you. And they know that if they do this head fake, and what I have been warning about this for a long time, we have a second wave of inflation hitting us. And it's not going to be good. Now, it's going to be great for everybody that 3 years ago started preparing and buying gold, buying silver, buying Bitcoin. You know, even stocks will rise. They always rise in an inflationary period. And people mistaken that for a solid economy because stocks go up. But what they are failing to realize that more people, and we saw this last year, when people started pulling money out of the bank, we had the greatest bank run since the crash of 29. It was the largest bank run on volume. People were racing to grab their money and pull it out of savings accounts and checking accounts and putting them somewhere that they can get yield. And most of the money flowed from those accounts to money market accounts. Also, some of that money flowed into the stock market. So you have more buyers and sellers at a time where the sellers are actually all the big guys. You have massive investors like Warren Buffett, Jamie Dimon, and all those guys pulling out of the markets. Jeff Bezos, they're selling you their shares. How does that make you feel? So we have a second wave of inflation coming, and the Fed is going to have to get extremely aggressive. Can you imagine what it would be like if the Fed raised rates 100 basis points, 1%, just boom, here you go. We really got to get in control of this. It would send shockwaves through debt markets, shockwaves. Because not only is that a big jump on a percentage basis, but it's also expensive for companies and individuals that have to maintain debt levels to keep businesses going. Our nation was built on debt, and debt's great to make money, but only when you have money coming in and the assets that you're buying are in an up cycle. All assets, every single one of them go through an upswing and a downswing. That's how it works. And nothing, unless it's during an inflationary environment, which we have not experienced in our country since the late 70s, is where you see everything go up. And like that money manager said, people are spending money still like it's the middle of COVID. Like he's like, the debt levels are insane. And they're just like counting on their stocks to always be going up, their crypto to always be going up. Crypto doesn't go up and down. I mean, it does not go up all the time. I want to remind people of when it hit 60,000, it's going to go higher in this next 6 months. You watch what happens. Six figures. It's just a matter of time because of the sheer, and this isn't because the fundamental nature of Bitcoin, it's because the fundamentals of pension funds around the world now are buying it. That's more buyers, less sellers, something go up. That's how it works. But there's going to be a time where that turns and a lot of people are going to be caught in margin. A lot of people are going to be just wrecked. They're going to be in the total hurt locker. So I want people to realize how serious these times are, but also in a good way, how to position yourself and pivot. Should gold be pulling back today? Absolutely it should. The charts show it. It's overheated. Should silver pull back? Yes, it should. How's it going to look over the long term? It's going to look amazing. And you know what's even funnier is here you've got the gold trade for the last year have been essentially traders betting on the fact that the Fed's going to lower rates. And now they can't. And everybody knows it. And those prices are still high in gold and silver. That's excellent. That is an excellent place to start a good old-fashioned barn-burning economic collapse. Type two, if you agree with me. These prices, even if gold pulled back a 10%, wouldn't even faze me. I'm like, this is so much better than what happened in 2006, 2008. With the price of gold, I'm happy. I'm super pumped. As a matter of fact, I'm the weirdo. And I mean, seriously, I'm a weirdo. When prices go down, that's when I buy. But that's not how gold traders. I was talking to my broker the other day and I asked how often, I mean, I've known this, but I'm like, hey, you know, how are sales? And she says, they're slow. As a matter of fact, people are selling back. I'm like, that's sad. And it's for various reasons, you know. She doesn't share that with me. She says there's all kinds of different reasons. She goes, but it's not until the price goes up. That's when people freak out and they FOMO in. I'm like, ah, it's a bummer. That's a speculator. It's not an investor, you know, and that's where you need to be. That's where I need to be. And I have gotten, you know, smacked down so many times mentally and emotionally when it comes to trading that it you know, if you don't take those lickings and you know, early on and you make those bad decisions with a lot of money, whoo, that's bad. And I've done that. I've gotten that. I've had that happen to me. But right now in our country, we have a time where time's short for the Fed. They know it. And they're going to have to make a move, because if they don't make a move and raise those rates, this second wave of inflation is going to destroy our country. And it's going to destroy the dollar. I know that sounds crazy, because they're printing it like crazy. Look at what just came out. The CIA came out and said that Zelensky, you know, all that money that we're spending on this Ukraine war and then telling other countries like China, if you help out the other side, we'll sanction you. The CIA came out and said that Zelensky is siphoning money, and to their best guess, it's at $400 million as of last year. You know, the leader of a country that used to be in some disgusting boy band, you know, you can't make this stuff up. You can't even make this kind of stuff up. You want to talk about an Orwellian 1984 doomsday movie? All you'd have to do is play the news today, back 20 years ago. Nobody would believe you. Nobody would believe you. Yeah, this blows me away too. This is insane when people go, oh, you know, all you're doing is doom and gloom. I'm like, all I do is read the news. There ain't much here. All I'm doing is reading the news and trying to keep people positive and get them excited about this, because this is the land we live in. You know, this is, what was it? What's that movie down where they have the Mondo drink and everybody drinks the drink? Oh, well, it's got electrolytes. So, you know, we feed it to our plants. If it's good for me, it's good for the plant. Like, complete morons. Yeah, cool. We've got those guys running the White House now. So if you don't see the opportunity of like, hey, I live in a world of morons. And it's not supposed to make you sad. Like, well, if they're all morons, I might as well be a moron. No, you're not a moron. Here, how's this? Do me a favor right now to all the people that understand, regardless of your net worth, regardless of your position right now in life, okay? Regardless of what your family says, and regardless of what your friends say about you, and if they're saying bad things about you, they're not your friends anyway, and you know what's inside of you, say, I'm not a moron. Just type it. You need to do it, because I have to do it all the time too. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. I got to remind myself, I'm not the crazy one. No, my coworkers are. Oh yeah, the people around me are. Oh yeah, the people in the White House are. They're all idiots. Or are they? Or do they have nefarious? So you got morons and you got evil people. Well, I'm not a moron. And you gotta say, I know it sounds funny, and I'm sure there's people laughing right now, chuckling, because you gotta type it out. You gotta remind yourself, nope, the electrolytes are good for humans, they're not good for plants. Brondo, that's what it was. Yeah, see, look at that. We got a bunch of non-morons in here. Isn't that cool? But if you go to the mainstream press, a bunch of morons are reading those headlines. And they just believe everything. Everything is awesome. Everything's so cool when retail sales are up. That's what they are, okay? That's why Fox News, CNBC, and all those guys watch the channel but are scared crapless to have me on, because I won't go on unless I'm live. Just saying. Hi, guys. All right. Hope you guys have a great day. Hashtag Fox News and CNBC, whatever it is, because they hate it. Because then people go from watching that to watching this, and then they start figuring out reality. They go, whoa, wait a minute. This guy is more than a dude with a bro hawk and a dream? Nah, that's it. Hey, if you guys want the Crypto Trader Pro, today's last day of the sale. Was $189 for the pre-filming course. We got the last set of videos going in. And also something else. Joe, you know, when you see those timestamps, Don't Lie, and he puts it out on X way ahead of time. He goes, hey, this is going to be the bottom. He's the guy on X that called the bottom for Bitcoin, and I didn't even believe him when I called him at 15,000 and change. And I'm like, you sure? We got more room to run. And he goes, no, this is it. And he goes and stamps it on X, and then he's right. That's the guy I wanted to teach in my class. So I've watched him for years. Go check him out. If you guys want to buy Bitcoin, invest in it and all that kind of stuff, do it safely. That's what we teach. We teach the best odds at being successful, but you've got to take it the rest of the way. And we also teach you how to secure it and set it aside and, you know, take some wins. That's where most traders, they completely lose because they don't know when to sell. So if you got to just put on that Kenny Rogers song, sing it for me right now. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. Now you're going to have the song in your mind, and you're going to be really ticked off at the ninja and his stupid singing all the time. See you guys.